From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Kenya's main opposition leader, Raila Odinga, has urged his supporters to boycott Thursday's presidential election rerun.
Convince your friends, neighbors, and everyone else not to participate. Instead, you advise Kenyans who value democracy and justice to hold vigil and prayers away from polling stations or just stay at home.
Odinga has accused the nation's Electoral Commission of being incapable of running a free and fair vote. The election expected to go on after the Supreme Court Wednesday was unable to hold a hearing on a petition to delay it. The High Court threw out the August 8 election result because of widespread irregularities. President Uhuru Kenyatta, declared winner of the last ballot, addressed the nation late Wednesday, urging voters to cast ballots and then go home and avoid disruptions.
Our forefathers fought and died for the right of the African to vote. We dare not reject the inheritance our elders so painfully won.
The head of the election board said the vote would proceed even if some polling stations were unable to open. The U.S. has expressed deep concern by efforts on both sides to undermine the independence of the Electoral Commission and urged everyone to avoid violence. In Spain, it's widely expected Madrid will impose direct rule on the Catalonia region, perhaps as early as Friday. Following an independence referendum early this month, the government deemed illegal. Catalonia's Vice President Oriol Junqueras said Madrid is leaving separatists with no option but to push ahead with independence. Catalan President Carles Puigdemont turned down an invitation to explain his position to the Spanish Senate on Wednesday. He is to address his regional parliament late Thursday. This is VOA News.